Good morning.
Good morning.
Just you? How are you feeling today?
A little better. Not too much.
Malka.
Good morning, Malka. So today's class is Psalm 49. You can find the handouts on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. And below that, at the bottom of the page, if you're on a mobile device. When the Unique Astrological Times opens up, scroll down to the Ta'anit Dibur section. The handout is available on the Psalms landing page. And there's a link within that to get to the second handout, which is the Yearning for the Redemption PDF. Scroll down to Psalms landing on the Psalms landing page, scroll down to Psalm 49. And when the Yearning for Redemption PDF file opens up, also scroll down to Psalm 49. I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yodhe, Bavalte, the Yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei adeinu kumunei aleinu maasei adeinu kumuneihu. This Psalm 49 is a strong message and an inspiration for all. Rich and poor alike, rebuking man for transgressions, which, owing to habit, he no longer considers sinful. Yet these sins incriminate man on the day of judgment. The psalm speaks specifically to the wealthy, who rely not on God, but on their wealth. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is lam natseach, and please read the introduction in Yearning for Redemption PDF file for additional information, and I strongly recommend that be done. There are 21 verses in Psalm 49. 21 connects to the name Echie, which is a name connected to Chachma, to wisdom. The Hebrew word with a gematria of 21 is Hatovah, which translates as the good. We will now transfer to the PDF file and scroll down to Psalm Tehillim 49, and I will begin reading. This psalm is said in a house of mourning. Its central verse, verse 11, is the key. The syntax of this verse is purposely ambiguous. It can be read as we have translated it, or it can be read, they see that wise men die together with fools and scoundrels. Thus, one commentator, Mitzudot David, interprets, they see that everybody dies, whether pronouncements, whether they are wise or foolish, and they all leave their wealth behind. This is similar to King Solomon's cynical pronouncements that the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Still, I could not help realizing that the same thing happens to all of them in the end. The same thing that happens to the fool happens to me. Why then did I become wiser? And how does the wise man die? Just like the fool. All is vanity. And that which befalls the children of men also befalls the beasts. As one dies, so does the other. Man's preeminence over the beast is not existent. All is vanity. In answer to this, we are told to pay a little closer attention. Even King Solomon did not remain with his cynicism. As the wisest of all men, he was merely showing that the most cynical view of life cannot but give way to the light of the truth and joy that penetrates to the darkest corners of man's solitude and beckons him to see beyond the seeming randomness of this world. In the end, King Solomon himself went on to say, "Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun that will shine in the next world. For the dust will surely return to the earth as it was, but the spirit will return to Hashem who gave it." It is perhaps with this in mind that Rashi comments on our verse. The word yamotu comes from mita, from death. The shorish is death, met. Is mentioned in connection with the wise, for only their bodies die when they leave this world. Regarding fools and scoundrels, however, the word yovado, from aveda, perish, is employed. Only fools and scoundrels perish altogether and leave their wealth to others. When a person devotes his time and energy to wisdom, on the other hand, he leaves this world behind to continue in higher worlds. In addition, he takes something with him into eternity. The Torah that he has acquired in this world will not leave him in the world that is coming. In our advanced reincarnation classes, we have studied where, under certain conditions, a person's tikkun that they achieved, which should allow them to be resurrected, they don't become resurrected, and that tikkun goes to another body, the same soul, but another body in another incarnation. This does not happen often, but it does happen. And I'm reminded of that as I was reading this introduction by from the Yearning for Redemption PDF from Rabbi Sutton. The first verse, Lam Natsaya Livne Korah Mizmor. Yes?
Excuse me, I couldn't unmute fast enough. With comments just made about the advanced reincarnation class, I do remember that. But it also came to my mind, and I'm wondering if I'm remembering correctly. Did we say or did we study that if you went through cremation, that soul would go, or the works of the good works of that person would go to another individual.
That's correct.
That was one of the causes. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to make sure I was remembering it too. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute again.
That was not one of the causes. That's one of the effects.
Okay. All right.
So this is the English translation of verse 1, because I had completed the Hebrew. Lamnatseach, dedicated to the one who grants victory, even over death. Mizmor, a cutting psalm by the descendants of Korach. And we have spoken recently in the last few psalms that relate to the having been written by the children of Korach. Second pasuk. Shimu zot kol ha'amim ha'azinu kol yoshvei chaled. Hear this, all you peoples. Give ear, all you inhabitants of a fleeting world. There are eight words in this verse that connects to the world that is coming, which is Bina, the Sephirah of Bina. And 29 letters connects to the month of Av. And I've given you some other words that relate to the number 29. But it's essentially a connection to Chachmah. The third verse. Gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei ish yachad ashir le'evyon. Ordinary mortals and men of distinction, rich and poor alike. This is a combining the consciousness of many different peoples, many classifications of people, and that is essentially a unifying force. In other words, we can create separation by classifying things differently than one from the other, as long as we bring them together in the form of unity in the various ways we describe all of them. It's only when we leave a group out that we're creating separation. The fourth pasuk. Pi yedaber ha'achmod v'ha'agut. Libi tivunot. My mouth will speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will reveal understanding. Six words connects to Zerampin, but Zerampin is separated from Malchut. Letters connects the idea of Chachmah, as we mentioned. I'm sorry, it's 25 letters. I was counting the wrong verse. And 25 represents a completion of Zeron Pin. as in the idea of the four phases, which is really five phases. Five times five, representing Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. The fifth verse. Ah, tell ma shal e'az ni eftah v'ki nor chidati. I will incline my ear to the parable. I will solve my riddle to the accompaniment of a harp. The words really, there's deep meaning to them. But we need to really contemplate, what is the harp having to do with riddles and the parable? Parable and a riddle, we can understand, has some connection. But what does the harp have the connection to? The six words represent Zeran Pin. Twenty-five letters, similar ideas of the previous verse. The sixth verse. Lama ira bimera. Awon akevi yisu beni. What should I fear when evil days come and my time arrives? I should fear that the sin I trampled underfoot, I disdained or spurned and therefore rationalized, will surround me, besiege me, hem me in, haunt me. The seven, words connecting to Zeran Pin and Malchut in unity. Hana, do you have another translation of this available quickly? Or I'll open up the Mechav Mamre, see how what the difference is. I think it's going to be meaningful.
Not handy.
All right. Let's take a moment to open it up.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute again.
No problem. Thank you for unmuting the answer. We're on the seventh verse. So the sixth verse is what we were talking about. And the translation here, wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my supplanters compasseth me about? If you really focus on these old English words, who are the supplanters? They are the negative forces that are accusing us of the sins that we do. But you can see that, and then the word compassionate, I would think relates to compassion. But you can see the difference in the way Rabbi Ashlag took his essence, his understanding of the verse, not just the verse, but of the whole psalm, having to deal with sin and death and consequences. Whereas this translator did not make those connections at all. I'm pointing this out because I think it's important. The seventh pasuk. Habotim achelam uvrovashram italalu. In truth, those who put their trust in wealth and take pride in great riches have something to fear. The six verses connecting to the six words connecting to Zerantin. Twenty-six letters connects to Hashem. Now, why would the Hashem be connected to this verse, the seventh verse? And it's really because of this idea that most people will say wealth is not spiritual. But in truth, it is spiritual, because wealth in modern terms is money. But wealth or money, it's energy. Most people don't think of it as energy. They think of the wealth as separated from the spiritual aspects. The Kabbalah teaches that wealth is money, is energy. And each wealthy person is given that wealth to use properly to help others. And it's only when that wealth is accumulated as a desire for oneself alone is it something to be feared. The eighth verse. Ach lo pado yifte ish lo yiten ve Elohim kafro. They fail to employ their riches to redeem their fellow man. Pride in great riches have something. I'm sorry, I'm in the eighth verse. They fail to employ their riches to redeem their fellow man, and thereby they fail to pay Hashem the ransom that he has set for them. Essentially, they fail to do what Hashem has in mind for them to do in order to achieve their tikkun and to remove the consequences of their negative actions. The ninth pasuk. Vayekarti yod nafsham v'chada le'olam. The effort they would have to exert to redeem their own soul seems too costly for them. Their punishment is that it shall cease to exist forevermore. The threat. Every religion has a threat. If you don't do what Hashem commands, then the consequences are severe. The tenth pasuk. Vayehi Yola Netzach Lo Yireh Hashachat Hashachat. And yet they desire to live on in eternity. They do not wish to see decay. The main problem with obtaining wealth and having these attitudes of great pride in having attained the wealth is you forget that it's a gift from Hashem and you think you achieved it. This is the problem with these last few verses, that it's being set up for us to understand. The 10th verse has 6 words also. The 11th verse, this is that middle verse that Rabbi Sutt was commenting about.
Kireh hachamim yamutu yachad yesil uvar yovedu v'yezu v'acherim chelam.
They perceive the difference between the death of wise men and that of fools and scoundrels who perish altogether and leave their wealth to others. And their wealth to others means the Torah that they've learned, or the Torah that they learned intellectually but failed to learn and live that kind of Torah. Eleven words connecting to everything, the 10 Sefirot plus the positive system. 11 words connecting to the Ketoret, the method of drawing closer to Hashem. Nine letters connecting to the 7x7 Sefirot, connecting to the counting of the Omer, which is a cleansing, but also a spiritual growth. The 12th Pasuk.
Kir bam batemu, batemo leolam. Mishkenotam le David v'dor karu bishmotam ale adamot.
Still they fool themselves into thinking that their houses will last forever, their palaces from generation to generation, to perpetuate their memories. They proclaim their name throughout the continents. Ten words connecting to the 10 Sefirot. Five letters connecting to the word Adam, Adam, connecting to mankind. The 13th verse.
The Adam Bikar Baal Yalin Nim Shal In Hemod Nidmu.
all his honor, a man will not outlast the coming of night if he conducts himself like the dumb beasts. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. Twenty-eight letters connecting to the power of the strength, the word koach. It's only through your connection to the strength of the left column, your strength of Hashem, can you overcome this tendency to be like the dumb beasts. The 14th verse. Zedarkam keselamo viachrehem befihem yirtu selah. Remember, the word selah is a pause to contemplate of what has just been said. It kind of indicates that the next verses are going to have some different context. This is the way of fools. They hold fast to their folly and thereby cause those who follow after them to fall for the same excuses. Selah. In other words, we do not learn from our mistakes and we keep making them and teaching them to our children. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. I'm sorry, there are eight words. One letters representing connecting to the name of God, El Aleph Lamed. Pasuk 15. Tatzon Lisho Shatu Mavet Yirim Yirdu Bam Yisharim Labo kevitzuram livalot shaul bizbulo. Notice the difference in the way the word is pronounced and the way the word is spelled. I'm talking about the word vitzudam. What is the difference? There's an extra yud. Actually, the vav, the second vav, changes to a yud. So, like sheep, they are turned to the grave. Death becomes their shepherd. But morning will dawn for the upright. They will overcome death and their grave. Their spirit will endure beyond the grave, so that it shall not remain their dwelling place for long. There are 14 words which connects to the name David. It connects to the idea of the hand of manifestation of Malchut. 56 letters. It's the Hebrew word nu, or the Yiddish word nu, N-U, which is a question word. There's something in the back of my brain about 56, so I'm going to look up the Bible wheel. See what I can jog my memory. It's the word yom for day. It has a gematria of 56. And this is interesting. La Hashem has a gematria of 56, meaning to Hashem, or with teach, or the teachings of Hashem. The 16th verse. Ach Elohim, Yivten Afshi Miyad Sheol Ki Yikacheini Selah. Hashem, only you can redeem my soul from the power of the grave by taking me to yourself forever. Selah. The word Sheol refers to the lowest level of hell that no one gets out of. At least that's the way it's described. We know that ultimately those people, those souls left in that level will be redeemed, but not after many centuries of existence in Sheol. It's not translated that way in this verse. Saying that Shaul represents the power of the grave, and so he's translating it as an idiom, which may very well be true. Two letters representing the 32 paths of wisdom. And the nine words. Go ahead.
I went and got the Psalms book from the other room. And on that verse, let me see, the print is very little. This is my little bitty Psalms book. But God will redeem my soul from the grip of the lower world, for he will take me, Selah.
Yeah, that's a more literal translation coming from the word Sheol,
mm-hmm.
representing the lowest level of hell. Yeah.
Will redeem is future, you know, so I thought rather than
yes.
A little bit different from can, he can do it, or he will do it. It's a little bit more specific, I think.
I agree. I agree.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that.
Okay. You're welcome. I'm going to see.
Also to remember that Selah is a pause to contemplate, and I think we always need to contemplate what happens, where we end up if we don't keep reconnecting to Hashem all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th verse. Oh, tira ki ashir ish. So fear not when a man grows rich and the splendor of his house increases. Seven words connecting to the Zerantin and Malchut in unity. One letters connecting to the name Echie. Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. And I didn't realize that there were two other words in verse 17. So that does change things. Let's see. It becomes nine words. So we're connecting either to Chachma or to Bina or to Yesod. It looks like 40 letters. Which represents water. The number 40, it represents the Mem. So my interpretation of that would be it's a connection to Chachma. The 18th verse. Ki lo bimoto yikach hakol lo yered achad rav kivodo. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing with him. His honor will not follow after him. Nine words. Is it Chachma or is it Yesod? Lamed representing the teaching. That would be Chachma. The 19th verse. Kina sho bechayav yivarech v'yoducha ki teitivlach. Let him bless his soul, meaning boast, during his lifetime, saying, they will praise you because you have done well for yourself. Eight people connecting to Bina. I should have said eight words, not people, but to me, maybe they are people. Nine letters. The 20th verse. Avo ador avotav ad betzach lo yiru lor. But he will pass away like his parents' generation. he and they shall not see light for all eternity. Nine words. Twenty-nine letters connecting to Chachma. The translation of the 20th pasuk has to do with the generation in the desert who were condemned to die over the 40 years of walking in the desert because of the sin of the spies. Verse 21. Adam bikar velo yavin nim shal ka behemot nitmo. And with all his honor, if a man will not understand, he is likened to the dumb beast. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeratin and Malchut. Only eight letters connecting to Koach, to power and strength. I will now read the Hebrew in sequence. Lam natzeach livne korach mizmor shimu zot kol ha'amin Hazinu kol yoshvech aled, gam b'nei adam, gam b'nei ish yachad ashir, v'yevion, pi yedaber hachmot, v'hagut libi tivuno. Atel imashal azni, heftach bekinor, tidati, lama ira bimeira, awon akhevei, yesuveini. Abochim alchelam urovashram yat alalu achlo pado yifter ishlo iten lelohim kafto vayekar pidyon Nafsham v'chadal le'olam v'yehi yod lanetzach lo yireh ha'shachat ki yidreh ha'kamim yamutu yachad kesil v'nadu v'vah Wavar Yovedu Piezvu Lacherim Selim Kirbam Betemo Leolam Mishkinotam Lador Vador Karu Bishmotam Ale Adamot The Adam Bikar
Bayalin Nim Shal Kibemot Nitu. Zendar Kam Kaselamo Viacharehem Befihem Ir Tu Sela. God's only shoshi to mavet yirim b'yirdu bam yasharim labo kevetsuram livalot shobiz bulo. Ach Elohim yifte nafshi miyad she'ol ki yikacheni sela. Al tira ki yashir ish ki yirbas. Kavod beito ki lo v'moto yikach hakol lo yered acharav kivodo ki nafsho b'chayav yivarech v'yoducha ki tetiv lach tavo ador avotav ad netzach lo yiru or adam bikar velo yavin nimshal ka behemot veidbu. That's the completion of the psalm, the completion of our class. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Classes tomorrow, Motzi Shabbat at 7 o'clock West Coast time, will be a Zohar class for the Parsha of Beshalach. Sunday morning, classes at 10:30 and at 3 o'clock. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.